night. Usually both presidential candidates are there. Kamala Harris skipped. First time the Democrat candidate has skipped since 1984, and the results of that election were a Ronald Reagan resounding victory of historic and epic proportions. We'd love to see that result again. Not so sure about that. We would if we had a fair election. We would if there wasn't any cheating or scandal going on, but that. So let's just get into all of these. In fact, guys, for the sake of time, why don't we just roll all of them? The only clip that's not in order here would be six. So let's just pull that and let's go one through seven, back to back to back. Just Trump roasting, just roasting last night, guys. Go ahead.
The Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts, you know that, right? He wants to come back. If she does any worse in the polls, they're going to bring him back again, I think. Chuck, he's going to do it. He's the one that got him out. That's the guy. Much more so than Crazy Nancy, I will tell you, because I know him. He did it. Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time, and they shoot at me. I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz. But Chuck Schumer is here, looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people are voting for me. All polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer.
Do you remember that weird video?
That's strangeness. Not a pretty sight. But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. If the Democrats, he says, thank you very much, I appreciate that. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden.
Now, we'll play Gaffigan in a second here, guys. So that's just a short highlight reel. There were some other zingers that he had about deportation and Kamala wanting to deport Bret Baier and open border stuff. But I think maybe the best part of it is Chuck Schumer sitting right there next to him. And, I mean, you know, that guy is just, I mean, he's like he's about the same as a New York rat. You know, New York has these giant rats running around here. Schumer's one of them. And you just see his face when Trump is making these jokes. Oh, it's glorious. And then Michael Bloomberg, with some of these camera angles in front of Trump, just, he's like just beside himself. And I'm glad, though, because Trump was sitting on the other side of that priest. I'm glad they had a priest in between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump to kind of provide a barrier between Chuck's demon rat energy and then Trump and Melania. So I'm glad they had that situation figured out there so that Trump wouldn't have to be next to that demon rat all day long. But yeah, I mean, just Schumer's just dirty rat scowl, shaking his head. Bloomberg looks like his head is about to explode off of his shoulders. Fantastic stuff. But Trump, telling a cuck joke. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, that's just something else right there. Wow. Okay. Now, here's Jim Gavkin. So it's all, it's the same business where all these leftists, all these Democrats have the unspoken bond, the unspoken agreement. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They know everything they do is either ethically wrong, morally wrong, cheating, whatever, lying. They know it all. But they do it anyway. Everybody knows they ran a coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris didn't get a single vote. And they just pretend like, you know, oh, she's legitimate. She's the greatest ever. Doesn't matter. She had the lowest polling numbers as vice president. Doesn't matter. They were running stories in left-wing news outlets where the insiders in the Capitol leak to these reporters so they can get exclusives that the Biden administration was actually considering getting rid of Kamala Harris because she was so bad. She was hemorrhaging staff. Like 80% of her staff has quit, her original staff, because she's so insufferable. They were going to get rid of her. They were trying to get rid of Kamala Harris. And now she's just, you know, the greatest thing ever. But they all know it's a lie. And Jim Gaffigan gets up there and says it in front of all these people because everybody knows it. The Democrats know it. Their friends in the media know it. And they just lie to the American people because that's how little they think of you. So here's Gaffigan making that joke in clip six.
Yeah, this has been an interesting presidential campaign. The Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true.
So it's all a big joke. Now, see, this is another important psychology, more so, I think, of the political class, but the media class the most. They really don't think much of the American people. And they think so little, in fact, of the American people that they will just lie, deceive, propagandize, because they really view that it's their job to do so. They have that authority over you. And they know better than you. So, yes, they will lie to the American people because they just think they're better than you and you don't deserve to be informed and you don't deserve to make your own decisions or do your own research. That's their job. They're going to tell you how to live your life and make political decisions. They just look down on you. And, of course, that's not how we feel here at InfoWars. That's certainly not how I feel about my audience. But that's how they feel. And so that's why they play this game. Everybody knows they ran the coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris was a disastrous VP. They're lying to their audience. They lie to the Democrat voters because they think so little of them. It's really sad. Actually, it's a really sad state of affairs. Kind of like how they told you how fit Joe Biden was, how great he was, and he was going to run no matter what, and he was staying in the race, and then a couple days later, he was out with a tweet and a document that appeared to have a Ford's signature on it. And then it was immediately Kamala Harris was the greatest thing ever. And you are not supposed to even ask a question. So, with that, I want to take phone calls the rest of the way. Now, we do have some other news headlines we're going to cover. I got a couple other video clips as well. Some Kamala Harris video clips, some Bill Clinton. I mean, this is crazy what Bill Clinton is trying to do now. Why are they putting this guy back on the field? Just shows how desperate they are. Because he's not helping them at all, and I don't even think he cares about it. You have Democrats in Wisconsin that are pro-Trump to try to get into office. Can you believe that? They're running pro-Trump ads as Democrats because they think that that's what they need to do to win. Isn't that ironic? So we'll address that and some of these other news. But I want to start getting people lined up on the phone right now. Anything we've covered, should I say this week? I mean, we can even just go open phone lines. Let's just put the number out. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen right now. Give us a call. I'd say just open lines for today. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. And we'll probably, I mean, maybe if I get people in Georgia that want to talk about what they're hearing in Georgia, we might move that to the front of the line because I do believe that's an important story. I haven't heard anything like that out of North Carolina yet. So I think Trump is good in North Carolina as far as I can tell. But maybe if we have people in Georgia that want to report on that story from Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today and then the judge in Fulton County, we might move that to the front of the line. But other than that, we'll say open lines for today. And of course, we'll put in some other news and video clips as we take your calls the rest of the way. So before we do that, on the other side of this, we will take your calls. But first, this special message from Alex Jones.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer.